from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Turning our attention for a couple of minutes to the NFL, because you had, as Pat talked to us about the Cowboys situation, so two situations for two different teams, and I'm interested how both of them end up, obviously, because you got the Cowboys with CeeDee Lamb. They get that deal done yesterday. I still, like I said before, I don't know what takes so long. You would think just get in the damn room and figure it out. Now, they got it done a solid week and a half before the opener, so he'll be on the field. Everything's fine, but you would have liked to have had him a little bit, I think, in the summer getting his work in. But they get the deal done. That's a good thing. He mentioned the fact that there are those that think they'll get the Dak Prescott deal done before the start of the season, which I think would be great. But then what's going on in San Francisco is interesting, because that is a Super Bowl team. A team that is expected to be challenging to be in the Super Bowl and win it again next year, or this season, excuse me. And you've got the Brandon Ayuk contract, trade him, don't trade him. And I wonder how that affects the team, or do you think it doesn't at all because they're just loaded across the board anyway?
It might a little, but I think there's probably more leverage for the team in that spot because, like you said, they're loaded at so many other spots. And like, I know Debo Samuel is not a traditional wide receiver the way Ayuk probably is, but they paid Samuel already. Obviously, McCaffrey's there. You've got Kittle. So it's not like they, you know, are really relying heavily on this guy. He's a very good player. So, of course, you'd rather have him than not. But, you know, we talk about, hey, the cap doesn't really exist. I mean, to some extent it does, especially when you're a Super Bowl team that's probably up against it already and you've already done a lot of those sort of moving things around or with mirrors stuff to get around the cap, at least in the given year. So from that standpoint, you know, I get maybe more where they're kind of drawing a line in the sand. For the Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb is... he's their best offensive
player. He's a lot.
So, you know, not having him in a season where the expectations are what they are, especially for the head coach, you could see where the player had a little bit more leverage than the team.
Yeah, I think the one thing, and you're right about that, I think the one thing with Ayuk, though, is he does so much
for
that team. And I you're right. They are loaded, as I said. I know they're a great team, probably with or without him. But I do wonder if it lingers on. It's still a conversation in the locker room. And I can certainly make the case, you know what, once you kick off, all that stuff's out of your mind and you're just playing the game. But it is something that's going to kind of hover if they don't figure it out, whatever they do. You know, they had that deal in place, I think, the parameters of a deal with Pittsburgh. They ultimately didn't do it.
Yeah, I feel like he's been close to being traded multiple times this summer and it hasn't come to be just yet.
Right. And yet, here we are, 9-10 days away from the start of the season, and that has not been figured out. Now, I know things happen quickly. The CeeDee Lamb thing went from, my gosh, Saturday when they were getting set to play the Chargers. The reports were the two sides hadn't even talked in a few days, kind of just getting away from it. And I'm thinking, well, that's not a good sign. And yet here we are on Monday afternoon and the deal gets done because they finally did get together and figured it out.
That's funny because I feel like I was doing updates on the network Friday, maybe it was, and there I saw something from Jerry Jones where he said he felt confident that they were going to, close or getting it done.
He's always said that.
Yeah.
If you even go back to when he talked about that urgency clip, which I think in a snippet didn't look good or sound good, when he came back out the next day and really was kind of trying to clean it up, it made sense. And I think the fact that they've been together so long at this point now, you know, they kind of knew one another. Maybe the idea of just, hey, let's take a break for a couple of days and we'll come back with some fresh ideas. Perhaps maybe that's what it was. I don't know. But it did seem like they were close for a few weeks. And just, you know, maybe it's the cap. Maybe it's the guaranteed money. Trying to figure Dak's contract out as well. Because you can't, you know, it's the one thing you talk about the cap being fake. And I agree with that because they manipulate the cap in so many different ways. But a team that has been impacted, even though they still win, the Chiefs. I mean, clearly they have lost guys because of the salary cap, and yet because they've got Mahomes and Kelce, they've been able to withstand it. Not many teams can do that.
No, and the Chiefs have taken sort of that, I'm not going to say it's a complete reversal because you still have Mahomes, but like even, you know, a lot of last regular season, they were getting by on what they were doing on defense, right? Because what was happening was, all right, you think about Mahomes in the offense, so they lost some guys to free agency or that went elsewhere after the Super Bowls, and then they would take those later picks they were getting and they hit on some defensive guys late first round, and all of a sudden you've got this young, really talented defense. I mean, yes, Chris Jones is there, but they got a lot of good guys in the secondary that were drafted after the Mahomes era began, and you've got a stud defensive coordinator in Spags. So like it's sort of like that rotation of, oh, we're really good on offense, but then, oh, we got to pay too many guys. And if you can't then plug the holes either with young guys on offense or have your defense step up a little bit, that's where it becomes hard to sustain that, you know, dominance or dynasty era that they're sort of in the midst of right now. And they've had it on both sides of the ball at times, but that's the exception rather than the rule.
The one thing I wish, and I don't know if it'll ever happen, it probably won't. One thing I wish they would get away from or maybe change the cap structure. I hate that you get penalized for not being able to keep guys you drafted, meaning you have seven rounds every year, right? Seven rounds.
Yep.
A lot of the guys don't hit. I mean, that's just a fact. If you look at every draft, I mean, there are first round picks that don't hit. The sixth and seventh rounders, a lot of those guys
probably
have
a lot
cup
of tickets.
Coffee.
Yeah,
you don't know. So for when you do draft well, the reward should be, you know what? Maybe if you drafted a guy, he's not relevant to the cap. Or maybe the cap is a number just for free agents because I don't know. Like you bring a guy in from college, you kind of work him through the system, turns out to be a good player, but now it's can you fit him in the cap to keep him?
Right.
And I think that, and that's different to me than just going out and plucking guys out of free agency.
And if he's not a first rounder, you don't even have the fifth year option at your disposal.
That's just too,
for the first round picks. And I get that when, if you exercise that, it's going to be a decent number against the cap. They're not getting paid peanuts on those fifth-year options, especially the higher you were picked, the bigger the number is. And yes, we've seen, you know, the franchise tag comes into play, but that's expensive on a one-year basis. So, yeah, I get that. I think that's where, especially with the quarterback, that's why the young quarterbacks play much quicker than they ever
that's
did
true.
Because they know, hey, that clock starts ticking. If he's a first-rounder, yes, we have the fifth-year option as a choice. But once they get to free agency or that next contract, that big extension, that, you know, AAV and cap numbers going through the roof, and then you're taking away from the rest of your roster to pay your quarterback.
No, there's no question. And I'm with Boomer. I think the quarterback should max out at a certain percentage of the team. If it's the cap or whatever the team
number
is. Almost
like it's separate to the rest of the roster.
It has to, because you got, I mean, you've got, and this is not to pick on him at all, because I actually think Daniel Jones is a good quarterback, and I think he will have a decent season. But when you have guys making $40 and $50 million a year, like if Daniel Jones was cut tomorrow, let's just say it as it is. If Daniel Jones was released tomorrow, who's paying him $40 million to be a quarterback? Right.
Right.
The Giants were in a spot where they kind of needed to pay him. I don't know why $40 million, but so be it. It's just the position. And this is not a Daniel Jones thing, because I can pick out numerous quarterbacks. He just happens to be here around the NFL that are they really worth that compared to what the running back is making or this defensive tackle that does so much more for the team? I don't know. It's just, I
are they
get
worth
the
it? No, but I think the market dictates itself that way just because there aren't that many that are capable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.